Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach from the Allo Communication Studios here at Northern Colorado's Voice, 1031 and 1310 KFKA. Hello, everybody. Coach is out today. This is what he does. He just abandoned ship. No. Bruce is out doing what I wanted to do my whole life, get that varsity basketball coach. Oh, yeah. He's also the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state in the sport. Future Hall of Famer Bruce Dick, not with us today. He's out teaching kids, but Bruce will be back with. I think he'll be back Monday. We don't know. This is a ridiculous busy time for Bruce. And team camps for Fort Collins basketball. Of course, the head coach for the Fort Collins Lampkins. 2 wins 2 years ago for the Lampkins. 10 years last year with Bruce. Does that mean 5 times? Does that mean they get 50 this year? No, they don't play 50 games. But look for the Lampkins to be improved again with the guys they've got coming back. So we'll talk. That's the fun thing about this is we get to dig in with Coach and get the inside scoop of what a coach goes through as he tries to build a basketball program at Fort Collins. So this is going to be fun, no doubt, coming up this year for basketball with Coach in the house. He's out today. We'll get with him on Monday, I am sure. On the show today, I love this. One of our good friends on the show, Dave Phillip, is the head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School, a team that my numbers, I think they're right. I'm going off memory here. I think it is now 7 of the last 8 years Fossil Ridge has gone softball, has gone to the Final Four, and they've been in 3 of the last 5 state championship games. They were the state champion team 2 years ago, went to the Final Four in Columbine, beat them 1-0 in the semifinals last year. So close but no cigar. But you know who they housed? They housed the best player in the state of Colorado in softball, Nikki McGaffin. She's headed to Arkansas. Wonder if she knows Walker Martin. Both of those Northern Colorado athletes headed to play their sport at Arkansas. And when you talk about Arkansas softball, holy cow. This is one game away from going to the College World Series this year. They have been the number one recruiting class in 2021-22, number one recruiting class, and that includes Nikki McGaffin, who's headed to Arkansas. So very cool stuff. We're going to have Dave Phillip on, talk about his thoughts of Nikki, her career at Fossil, then what Dave's doing in the summer, and then, of course, the Gatorade Softball Player of the Year, Nikki McGaffin, coming up at 11:30. We'll talk to Nikki about her career at Fossil and what it looks like going to Arkansas. I've already seen the pictures. Go to our Twitter, Nikki McGaffin Twitter, and she's got the Arkansas gear on. She's ready to rock and roll. In fact, in front of the big pig banner, it's, go Suey. Let's Suey Pig. That's right. It is all about Arkansas for Nikki McGaffin. We'll talk to her about 11:30. Then 11:45, good friend of the show, Daniel Aleman jumps on. He's got that new hook'em bait and tackle shop out at Boyd Lake. You want fresh stuff going, your fishermen go out, that's the place you got to go, hook'em bait and tackle. And then, if you're not a fisherman, you're just going out to sit around the lake or whatever, get out there. They've got it for you, too. They've got food, beverages, everything going on out there. We'll talk to Daniel. What's biting? What's working? We'll talk to Daniel Aleman about 11:45 today. Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies, 30 years in the business. Folks here in Northern Colorado have the program called Roof Rescue. Love this. This is what makes it not only just knocking it out when you use them, but giving back to the community. Got a program called Roof Rescue where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations. They support Habitat for Humanity. They're just killing it, man. They've done a lot of work out at Resurrection Christian Schools, the new Eaton High School. They're just Northern Colorado strong. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Brad Evans, his great staff. Give them a call today at 970-663-0203. Speaking of the Evans name, Man, I can't wait to see Carter Evans next year. He'll be a senior next year at Rez, the shortstop. Oh, look out. This cat's going to be really good. One of the best in the state, I think, coming up. So should be fun. All right, last night, did you guys watch the Golden State Warriors' fourth championship in 8 years for the Warriors last night? And Steph Curry, full of tears afterwards, man. I tell you what, maybe the toughest assignment for the Warriors in all the years. 2 years back-to-back where they just were beaten up. Klay Thompson was out. Nobody figured maybe he'd even come back. And Klay was huge, of course, in the series and in the year. They kind of did it for him, too. But the Warriors last night took care of business and get the victory over Boston. They pick up their fourth win in eight titles, fourth for Curry as a Golden State Warrior, and his first series MVP. And, man, he was just lights out again last night. So Warriors get the championship there. I appreciated that. So did my wallet. Abs and Bolts will go Saturday at 6 o'clock. Okay. All right. Yeah, Abs won the first one. Ooh-hoo. They were up 3-1. Then it went 3-3. Abs went in overtime. I think that was a huge overtime win for the Avs. It's a game that Andre Vasilevsky could have stepped up and stole the game after a kind of a pretty bad first period for Andre. Boom, he came back and was great the next two periods. 18-1 off a loss for the Bolts. I'm thinking tomorrow night at 6 o'clock we're going to see more of what we saw in the second and third period of the first game. Very tight checking game. I think, in fact, you could have made a lot of reasons to say that game, the first game, probably would have gone under if the goaltenders had been a little tougher in some spots. Plus a lot of penalties that put short-sighted advantages to. I think this game is way tighter to the vest tomorrow night. And I think it's a one-goal game again. Do the Avs sneak one out? Does Tampa Bay get one? And I'm going zigzag. If you do any kind of betting on the internet, zigzag is industry term for going, I like this game, then I go the opposite side, then I go this team, then I go the... And I think, as I look at this series, Avs win the opener, I think Tampa Bay could come back, win game two tomorrow night. If that goes 1-1, then they go back to Tampa. I think the Avs go back to Tampa and get a win. Then I think Tampa evens the series at two apiece. Then I think the home teams play their business the rest of the way. Avs in five, Tampa in the game six, and then back to the Ball Arena for game seven. And I think the Avs win in seven. That's where I'm going right now. But, of course, you get to game seven, and you got Tampa Bay trying to win their third title. You got the Avs, who may be the best offensive team in the history of this sport. No offense to Wayne Gretzky and the Edmonton Oilers and Mark Messier and the New York Rangers and going back to Brian Trottier and the Islanders. No offense to those guys, but this offense for the Avs is crazy good. Now, can Tampa Bay shut them down tomorrow night and lock it up a little bit to make it a close game? I think so. I think we get a one-goal game on Saturday. Should be very interesting. Where else are we going? How about the Rockies? Okay, they lose again. All right, they lose again. But and that's not the thing. What I love today is I found it on Twitter today. You got Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson in Rockies pinstripe uniforms, like they're going to go out and take batting practice. Mike is going to jump on here. Our great producer, Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th. Micah, did you see the picture at least? You got Peyton Manning wearing a full Rockies uniform. You got Russell Wilson, who was drafted. Was it the Yankees? I forget who drafted him. But
I think the Rockies.
Oh, it was. It was. You're right. So you've got two guys that are, and Manning probably could have played 100 sports, but in Rockies pinstripes. Kind of fun.
Well, Manning does have a connection to the Rockies. He was a backup quarterback as, I believe, a freshman. And the starting quarterback, who was a Rocky.
Todd Helton.
Yeah, got hurt.
Ooh, that's right. That is exactly right. So,
he's actually kind of grateful to the Rockies, in a way.
I got you on now, and you are fast becoming a huge hockey fan. And not just a go-to guy.
Well,
you reach out and you get there.
I've always kind of liked hockey. You know, when they had that strike, I didn't watch hockey when I was a kid.
Sure.
When I moved to Colorado, the Avs were getting good, so I started getting into hockey then. And then the strike happened, and that just took away all my momentum.
Right, of course.
And so I lost it for a few years, and I started getting it back. And then, you know, Stan Kroenke, like, I could use a little more
Kroenke.
Money. And,
that's right.
You know, Comcast is asking for too much.
Sure,
and
sure.
Comcast is winning the standoff. And so I don't get a chance to watch the ads. I could use a computer with a VPN and go to another website, but I always forget that computer.
I have cheater sites for you. You just have to go to me and I'll give it to you. But
I've tried using those cheater websites, but as you know, I'm not too good at them computers.
That's right. You and me both. But, yeah, I'm taking a look at the Avs. This is going to be fun coming up, no doubt about it. The Avs tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. That's the puck drop against the Bolts, game two.
And you said you think that they can be shut down. And I think that the Avs probably – the Avs could shut themselves down.
Explain.
Well, I think when the Avalanche don't play well, they play poorly. You saw that.
That figures.
Yeah, you've seen that in a few games where they lost. I think they were the ones who lost. They just handled the stick badly.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, they can skate well, but, you know, when they're not paying attention or they have a bad pass, throw it out of the zone.
This is not Edmonton, though. This is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, way less room for error against the two-time defending champion. They're just way tougher than that. So
they do, and you saw that in game one. They have a much tougher defense.
No doubt.
It's just the Avalanche, I think, are so much better offensively.
As I said.
You just have to pick on their goalie more. And, he's a step up. He's an absolute step up.
You got to get traffic. You got to beat him up. You got to get guys in front of the net beating him up. That's exactly right.
And they were averaging in the playoffs 41 shots on goal. So you just have to keep doing that. Not just, you know, just shots to his body. You have to get very creative.
Yep.
And do you remember at the beginning where they just kept, the beginning of the playoffs, where they just kept shooting and missing just over the net?
Yep.
I think you have to keep going up on the guy.
Yep,
keep going
absolutely.
Up over his shoulder.
It's been shown for Andre Vasilevsky, beat him up in the corners. Put it where Mama puts the cookies, up there in the corner of the shelf.
Yeah, so even if you miss, you know, if you keep going high on him, he's going to go, okay, I need to work on my shoulders just a bit.
Yep.
Because they're aiming and they're aiming and they're aiming, and then just, you know, do a quick one between the five hole.
All right, let's come back in a moment. Allo Communication Studios, thank you again to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. Ryan Waslowski, the great trainer there, athletic development specialist here in NOCO for the last 5 years. PWI, your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness and performance center located right here in Greeley. For all they do, go to PWItraining.com. Come back with Dave Phillip, head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. We're talking about the Gatorade Player of the Year, Nikki McGaffin. She's jumping on here in about 15 minutes. Back in a moment, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program from the Allo Communication Studios. Clark and the coach today. Bruce is out today. He is at team camp today. Fort Collins Lampkin basketball over at Power to Play. So hope they're getting going, doing what they're doing, but should be fun. Thank you on the program to Park Place Interiors, folks. You want flooring or cabinets, this is the place to go. Check out the value, too. Go to the website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com, and you'll see go to the clearance section, man. You just get great deals there. And then ask also, while you're in there, about the remnant sale. And you want to make great movement on carpeting and flooring, go to the remnants parts. Ask them about that, and you get great deals on stuff. It is my good friends Kathy Foos and her great staff over there on 8th Street here in 8th Avenue, I should say, in Greeley here downtown. And then they are out on the west side of Main Street in Windsor as well. It is Park Place Interiors. Go to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. Talk about a team that's always in the mix for a championship. It is the Sabercats. Dave Phillip jumps on. Coach, how are you?
Good, Clark. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been good, man. How's the summer going for you? And we were talking yesterday a little bit. You've got to be a proud dad, man. You've got one of your daughters is working at UC Health, of course, doing great things. You got another daughter at Dakota State playing softball out there. Talk about your family a little bit.
Oh, well, thank you. No, they're doing great. Like I said, I got one daughter played at Fort Hays State University and graduated, and she's doing her residency there through Fort Hays at UC Health in Colorado Springs. So she's close, which makes it fun. She's only a few hours away, so when she gets some days off, she can come down and or come up, I should say, and see us. And the other daughter, like I said, is at Dakota State NAIA school up in Madison, South Dakota, and doing well there, pitches and plays first base, and is an education major and wants to be a teacher, and that's always fun. So that kind of keeps me in the game, and that's kind of what I do a lot in the spring, go out, watch them play. And my wife keeps me busy. She's a pharmacist with Walmart.
Oh, terrific.
Up here in Fort Collins. So, yeah, so I got three women that keep me extremely busy.
Boy, that's for sure. They'll keep you on your toes. There's no doubt about that. Your summer now, and I know that you dip in and help Dave King over there at Triple Crown Sports, but you're on the go. You want to go see your daughter, you know, up in Dakota play. You got to help out your wife. And it's a busy life for Dave Phillip, right?
Yeah, it is. But I've got some great people that allow me to do that, my family, and you know, and also help a little bit with baseball this spring too, which was a lot of fun. So you have to have a lot of support from your family and of course the people that you work with that really take family. They choose family first too, which is difficult to do, you know, in sports. So I've been pretty blessed to be able to work in a lot of places over the years, whether it be high school or college, and have great administration and great people to coach with and be around, and families come first, and that's what's most important.
Always talk about great seniors leaving the program, and Liz Browning, Georgia LaPlante going out this year is two terrific seniors for you. But I'll tell you what we're talking about today is put a circle around Nikki McGaffin. I mean, my goodness, the Gatorade Colorado softball player of the year. She's won every award under the sun here. She's headed to Arkansas. I mean, how big has Nikki been for this program?
Oh, my gosh, Clark. It's, you know, ever since the first day she came in as a freshman, she played a little shortstop, and she also pitched, and you knew she could do some things, and we kind of did both with her that freshman year, and of course, that carried on into her, you know, sophomore, junior, and senior year. But the biggest thing for us right out of the chute watching her was the way she competes. She just absolutely competed, and she was just fun to watch at practice. In games, no matter what the drill was, no matter what, if we were scrimmaging, if we were playing home run derby, whatever it was, you know, she wanted to win.
Sure.
And she's just very, 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 very competitive. And then she brings that personality. And you've been around us and been able to cover games and talk with her. And she's got that great personality. And she's funny, beautiful smile, just great right. energy, passion, enthusiasm. And just loves the game, and her passion is just, you know, incredible. And she's just been phenomenal here. And you know, I know it's a cliche about the numbers and all that. And a great student athlete. You know, her academics, she's like a 4.0 with a lot of AP classes
you
too.
Bet.
And but at the end of the day, she really is. She's a better person than she is a student athlete. And I can honestly say that she's just been tremendous in the program. And she actually, as a freshman, came in when my youngest Rose was a senior, and you know, they still talk and are close. It's really cool that she's come in and been you know, all the kids, they're like your daughters.
Sure,
of course, and all these kids are like my daughters, and Nikki goes right in there with that. So she's just very, very special, and the special time we had winning the state championship, but just in general. Just the 4 years that she played at Fossil Ridge and represented the program, and you know, her family and the school and herself, and as a role model too, and just what she did at Fossil Ridge has been, you know, truly phenomenal, and I think she's going to do really, really great things. And when she goes off to Arkansas, you know, and plays in the SEC, I think she's going to do a tremendous job there too, just because of her work ethic. And her positive attitude, and you know, and just the way she attacks a life, you know, and just the way she competes.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff, no question about it. And just the numbers for the folks out there in her senior year where she wins Gatorade Colorado Softball Player of the Year, 23-3, 1.07 ERA, 170 innings, 280 Ks, two-time 5A.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the numbers are video game. Two-time 5A Player of the Year. Not only that, but Dave, she was offensively great this year, 466, four home runs, 30 RBIs. It was, I think the coach from her and said, good Lord, man, she's the most dominant player in the state.
Yes, yes, and she has proved that, I think, over the years, and, you know, and we play in the best, in defense of that, too.
Sure.
I mean, we are arguably playing the best conference in the state, and it's been that way for a lot of years. I don't know if you probably looked up the records and Chaffs and everything. I've been at Fossil 11 years, and even before that, I helped over at Fort Collins High School when I retired from college with Keith Aragon over there.
Sure.
I don't know. I would be hard pressed to believe in those 14, 15 years I've been around high school softball here, there hasn't been at least one front range team, if not in the Final Four, maybe even in a championship game. So you know, you have the legacies and everything, and Broomfield and Loveland, and you go right on through Fort Collins, Keith 1-1. You know, so I mean, it's our league is just, you know, Gary there at Horizon did a great, has been doing a fabulous job. And you know, and so I mean, there's not a team in our, you know, in our non-conference schedule too. So Nikki did that, and our team has done that against some pretty good competition throughout, and even even when you play those 4A schools, you know, we played Erie, and you know, we played the Brightons and those kind of people too, and you know, in 4A, and
sure.
So when you look at it that way too, I know some people might say that, but. We were arguably in, you know, playing some of the best competition in the state all the time too, and that makes a big, and that helps all of us get better. And when you got great players and great coaches around you, like I've been blessed to have, then I guess it helps me look like I'm okay too. So,
yeah,
you know, you got to have that, you know, Clark, to be able to get anything done. And I've been able to have great administration and great coaching staff and great players. To help me along and take care of me too, so that makes it all nice and makes us good.
Talking with Dave Phillip, head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. Yeah, Dave, you're right. 74 wins for Nikki in her career. 74-9. So every time she gets in the circle, you're like, okay, W. I mean, that's that's pretty good stuff. Yeah, that does make a coach look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely does. And when you go to the ballpark, you know, softball different than baseball because of the arms, and you know, and you can throw more, you know, with softball with the motion on your hand and everything. So you'll see more of those pitchers throwing every day, where of course, sure, baseball you may not see that. But she because of the competitive attitude that she brings, it wore off over the years here with her and the team. And when you go to the ballpark, you feel like you got a chance to win every time you step on the field. And that's kind of the culture that we've been able to have here in the program by having great players over the years. And it's just carried on to the point that when we show up to play, we feel like we've got a chance to win a softball game. And that makes life a little bit less stressful, a little bit easier.
We need that, too. Less stress in life, yeah, is always a good thing. Nikki jumping out to Arkansas. Man, thank you so much for jumping on and just sharing some memories about Nikki and just how big she was to the program. But life goes on. You got a lot of kids coming back next year. So things look good at Fossil Ridge for you. Dave, we'll catch up with you soon again as we get closer to softball season opening up here.
So.
And yeah, we will. We'll hit you guys hard, but I appreciate you jumping in.
Well, thank you so much, Clark. Can't thank you enough. And just covering our program and the games. And I know when you get to chat with Nikki and see you, you've been out at the games and watched. And,
sure.
And I know you'll probably, it's just, that's the thing I'm going to probably miss most is just obviously seeing her, but just watching her play and just compete. That's what makes made it fun. So, you know, we love her and we love all our kids. We're going to miss her. And we'll continue to try to keep good things and follow her career, and I know she'll follow us too, and her family, too. She has a great family. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Thanks again, Clark, and take care, and we'll catch up soon.
You bet, Dave. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Dave Phillip, the head softball coach out at Fossil Ridge High School. Man, talk about a program that is, I believe now it's 7 of the last 8 years to the Final Four, 3 out of the last 5 years to the state championship game. They got the championship 2 years ago, ran Final Four last year. We'll come back in a moment. The Gatorade Player of the Year in softball. I tell you what, Nikki McGaffin's coming up next, folks. Stand by right here. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communication Studios. It is Clark and the Coach on a Friday here in Northern Colorado. Michael Kirkpatrick, my producer, and I arguing about I still want to say San Diego, the LA Chargers, of course, my team, who's going to win the AFC West coming up this year. So just wait. They're coming up. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Here she is, Gatorade Softball Player of the Year, headed to Arkansas. Nikki McGaffin jumps in. Nikki, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. How do you do this? How do you take all of these awards? I mean, people are shooting everything at you, and boy, don't you deserve it. How do you keep your head on a swivel when all this stuff is coming down? I know the first thing you're going to do is thank your teammates.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long process through the last 4 years, but I'm very grateful and blessed to have all the awards coming my way. But just staying focused on college and the next steps in my softball journey.
Boy, love it. Went to your Twitter page, man. Love the Arkansas stuff. Got the Arkansas jersey wearing the number 12 on there. Got the ooh, you know, the woo pig on there. You're standing in front of the banner right there. Tell me, going to Arkansas, one, this is, I think I saw from X-Ray Innings Softball, the number one recruiting class in the nation this year, and you're heading into Arkansas. Man, that's pretty cool. You're heading to a program that is absolutely outstanding.
Yes, I'm really excited. There's 9 recruits, and all 9 of us are, I would say, at the top of the 18U level, and we deserve that award, and I'm excited to see what we can do next year at Arkansas.
Boy, no doubt about it. What was the choice for you to go to Arkansas? You don't know Walker Martin from Eaton by any chance, do you?
Yes, I do.
You do, yeah. Walk's going there, too. He's got another year to go, but he's going to go down to Arkansas and be a great shortstop there. So Arkansas's picking out some great Northern Colorado athletes. How was that, the decision that you made? How did Arkansas end up on the top of that heap?
It was always my dream to play in the SEC, and they were obviously, if you've watched softball, you can tell that their program is very much in the ups right now. And I just... when I went on my visit, Coach Stifel and the city and the culture around sports at Arkansas is unmatched, and it was just an automatic yes for me. I couldn't ever have dreamed of anything better.
How many trips to Fayetteville for you so far?
About 4 or 5.
Wow.
I'm in the car right now driving to the airport to go to Arkansas right now.
Is that right? Sweet. All right. So you're figuring out what's going to happen, what the campus looks like, the great places to eat, all that good stuff coming up for you. What are you studying? What's the what's your studying background?
I'm going to study sports management.
Fantastic. Boy, that is very, very cool stuff. When you look back, Nikki, on Coach Dave Phillip and the Fossil Ridge program, I always come up with the word family. I mean, even from the kids that were there 4, 5, 6 years ago, everybody seems to stay in contact. This program, which has been so dominant in softball here in the state of Colorado, it is about family, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely is, and the second you get onto the field for the first day of tryouts, it's very known that we're there to win the state championship, and we're not just there to play around. And I mean, we have fun, but it's definitely a family, and we're there to win.
Fantastic stuff for you. You know what? Great student and a great give backer. I heard about the She Rescue Home that you volunteered in, a safe haven for 5 to 16-year-old girls, too. That's good stuff. It's not all about wins and losses, Nikki. It's about just gaining great perspective of life, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely. There's lots of things that go into being a student athlete and lots of things you have to do to give back to the community, and I'm really blessed to be able to be a part of some great organizations.
All right, here's the bonus question for you. Do you know how many wins you had at Fossil in your career?
Oh, no.
You don't know that. Okay, 74 of them. 74-9. 74 out of 83 decisions were wins for you. I told Dave Phillip, I said, Coach, that's the thing that makes you look good when Nikki would go in the circle and you guys would get the W's. But 811 career strikeouts, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's just it's an unbelievable run for you in high school. But now, you know, you get to remember all of that and take that with you. But now the next level is you go to the SEC, right?
Yes, I'm excited, and hopefully I can bring my dominance from Colorado into the SEC and continue to do what I do.
Absolutely. This summer playing at Triple Crown before you head out to Arkansas, is that what I heard?
Yes, I have two more months at Triple Crown on Triple Crown 18 Gold, and then I head out in early August.
Just trying to stay sharp for getting out and playing out in Arkansas as well there. Anybody you have met, friends on the team so far? I mean, that's a lot of visits, four or five visits. Gotten to meet some girls that are going to be on the team this year. What does that look like?
Yeah, I've met almost the whole team, and I know all the recruits really well. But, I mean, Lenny Milken is from Broomfield, Colorado. So
great.
Me and her are friends, and I'm excited just to get there and get closer with everyone.
All right, that is your Gatorade Softball Player of the Year. Just check out the numbers. I mean, we gave you the career number, 74-9. That's all really cool. But look at the senior year, 23-3, 1.07 ERA, 280 Ks in 170 innings, a two-time 5A Player of the Year, a three-time first-team All-State. Nikki, you can hit too. 466, four home runs, 30 RBIs. Will you get to hit for Arkansas, or do they just put you in the circle and put you on the bench hitting? I mean, do you get to swing the bat?
They said that I have an opportunity to swing the bat if I'm willing. I mean, I just have to be the best nine in the program. If
sure.
I can make that, then I'll hit. But if not, then we don't know.
Well, congratulations. And just we look back and say thank you for all of the passion that you put into softball at Fossil Ridge and making that family program just unbelievable. But remember what you did in high school. Remember that. But good luck going forward, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Yeah, you bet. Nikki McGaffin, the Gatorade Softball Player of the Year. Cool stuff right there, no doubt. Thank you to my good friends at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. They are putting the care back into car care, folks, and they do it all, of course. Transmission, brakes, maintenance, they do it all. Total car care at AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. In Fort Collins, Lance is your guy. 226-4477 in Fort Collins. Call Dave Martin. I'm rather in Loveland, call Dave Martin. 667-3000. And six. That's the new store out there across from the Sam's Club in Eisenhower. It is AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. Don Scott and his great staff, they are putting the care back into car care. Come back in a moment, and we'll get to hooking up with hookembaitandtackle.com. Hook 'em, bait, and tackle shop out on Boyd Lake. That's the new one for all your fishermen to go to. Daniel Alleman jumps on when we come back. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Allo Communications Studios, Clark and the Coach today. Coach is at team camp for the Fort Collins Lambkins. However, we thank Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. You folks, you need insurance, you can get it anywhere. God, there's a million agents out there. But the best agents, the ones you can call, the ones that are going to sit explain stuff to you, the ones that are going to put your family in the perfect coverage, few and far between, one of them is Marinda Simpson at State Farm Insurance, folks. As we said, she's local. She knows Northern Colorado. 17 years now at State Farm. Give her a call today, 970-223-8700. It is Marinda Simpson at State Farm Insurance. Get back to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. A good friend of the show. In fact, Daniel's going to be on next week with us talking about camp time for the Eaton Reds football team. But assistant coach in about 125 teams out at Eaton High School. And now this dude is rocking it out at Boyd Lake State Park, out there by Boyd Lake. Hook'em, bait, and tackle.com. Go there, check out the website. If you're a fisherman, this is the stop for you. If you're just going out to play with the bait with the guys and the family, the bait shop, they've got stuff for you too. So stop on by. Daniel Alleman jumps on. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Clark?
Fantastic. Colorado's first mobile bait shop, man. What, about a week under, about maybe 10 days under the rug for you here so far? How's it gone?
It's going good, man. Once word gets out, I think we'll get a little busier, but it's nice to be out here at the lake and see the boaters and talk to them about fishing. And so it's really nice. I think once the word gets out, I think we'll get a little bit busier, but, you know, that's just business. And I think everything is going good so far.
You guys going to stay at Boyd Lake for the whole summer, or are you thinking, you said it's a mobile shop, or are you going to be bouncing around?
It is mobile right now. I think just for right now, I think I'll stay at Boyd Lake, and then I'm going to start traveling around the state and try to see some different open waters and see what they can offer and just help people out. The one thing that's different between us is that we'll deliver.
Sure.
I mean, anywhere around northern Colorado, if they need bait, call me up. I'll come to your house. I'll deliver it. Fresh, pricey minnows, whatever you need, we got it.
You've got the stuff, and you're providing the great service. I mean, that's the way it goes. Talk about what you offer, too. Bait, tackle. I know you've got food and beverages out there for folks if they want to stop by, of course, even if they're not fishermen. But, I mean, your main goal is to make it the best fishing spot in the world. Talk about what you have, what people can expect when they come by the shop.
So, I mean, what we do offer, night crawlers, red worms, glow worms. We offer gizzard shad, minnows. We have bait, tackle. Any terminal tackle that you need, any advice that you need, we got it all. We're going to have breakfast burritos out there for all the fishermen. One thing that I found being a fisherman in Colorado was it was so hard for me to get bait. I'd have to go to the bait shop the night before, mm-hmm. try to keep the minnows alive, and then that got to be a hassle. So I kind of figured, man, we need to get this thing going where I'm open at 5 o'clock in the morning, where those fishermen come out I can provide a good service for them. And so I think the trend is going to take off, and I'm excited about it.
What are people fishing without at Boyd Lake right now? What's the bait that maybe is doing the best work?
So what we're finding right now is drop shot and a night crawler. What you want to do is drop shot that night crawler, blow it up, get it off of the ground, and then just kind of slow troll that night crawler, and you'll find that those fish absolutely love it. Right now, they're finally getting water into Boyd Lake, which is absolutely great. And so we're seeing a lot of fishermen come in the inlet and fish and catch some white bass. I heard a 27-inch walleye was pulled out the other day, which was great. I had a 4-pound largemouth bass that was pulled out off of one of my minnows, which was pretty exciting to see.
For sure.
So the fish are finally starting to turn on right now.
Boy, no doubt about it. Talk to us about where people can get more information. You know, gave you the website, and are you guys running a Facebook page yet, or are you building that?
No, we do have a Facebook page, Hook 'em Bait and Tackle, on Facebook. You just look up Facebook. You can find us there. You can find us at hookandbaitandtackle.com, hookandbaitandtackle.com. And then call me, 970-324-6073, and we'll get all your fishing needs met.
How are you going to do this and be an assistant coach in 8 million different sports at Eaton High School?
Well, you know, that's the thing. We have Boyd's been totally awesome with me. I think my schedule will change once the season starts. I'll come out, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, be out at the lake, and then during the week, we're getting contracts with Jax to start delivering their minnows.
Wow.
And so, yeah, things are starting to grow for us.
Yeah, man, it sounds like you're doing everything the right way, and we'll keep pushing you guys, absolutely, and I hope to see you in here next week talking sports and talking about catching fish, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Daniel Aleman, hookembaitandtackle.com. That's the website. If you're getting out to Boyd Lake, run them down, folks, because they've got everything for you as you head out to do your day of fishing. If you're just going to go out and sit on the beach, throw the ball around, the frisbee around, do whatever you do at the lake, they've got your food and beverages there, too. So check them out. It is the mobile bait shop out there at Boyd Lake, Hook 'em Bait and Tackle. All right, so cool stuff right there. Hey, I want to thank the guys that jumped on the show today. Well, Dave Phillip, of course, Fossil Ridge softball coach, talking about Nikki McGaffin, who's our Gatorade Softball Player of the Year and headed to Arkansas to pitch out there. Man, I tell you what is the deal here, too, with baseball, softball in northern Colorado just getting better and better and better all the time? And you know, so many kids go to play at the next level, whether it's an RMAC school or, you know, schools in Kansas or, you know, junior colleges, community colleges, Division I schools. Talked about Walker Martin going to Arkansas. Talked about Tate Smith going to Oklahoma State to join his fellow compatriot out there, Ryan Uhr, who went there 2 years ago. This is an unbelievable run for Northern Colorado high school sports. And when we talk about Nikki McGaffin going to Arkansas, it's as big as it gets. It's as big as it gets going to an SEC school, big-time school. They were basically an out away from going to the College World Series. And then you find out that Extra Inning Softball, one of the biggest publications for softball in the nation, says Arkansas was the number one recruiting class in the state, or in this nation, I should say, for softball in 2022. And Nikki McGaffin part is, Nikki said nine players kind of like her who are probably right there, if not state players of the year, things like that, headed to Arkansas to play softball. That's unbelievable stuff. All right, weekend coming up here. Basketball's done. Greatest sport in the history of mankind. Hockey continues tomorrow night. Avs and the Bolts coming up here, and we'll see what that looks like for all of you guys as we get through it. Next week, of course, we get with I think Bruce is coming back. I don't know his schedule. The guy's so dang busy lately with Fort Collins High School basketball, of course, team camps for him, and then so many days that he's out helping our youth, our young kids just get better at the game of basketball. That's what you get from the one of the winningest coaches in the history of the state in the game of basketball. All kinds of cool stuff there. All right, be good to your kids. Hug them over the weekend, folks. Get out there, get some exercise, and we'll talk to you next week. It is Clark and the Coach today, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.